The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Joseph Heller, born Brooklyn, New York, 1923, grew up near Coney Island, near the Ferris wheels and the cotton candy. Went off to World War II, he flew bomber missions, and a few years after the war, he began to write his novel Catch-22, published in 61, in which a bomber pilot named Yossarian tries to get himself declared insane so he can stop flying bombing missions, but there is a regulation called Catch-22. Which says that if you want out of combat duty, you are therefore sane. Joseph Heller wrote, "A pilot would be crazy to fly more missions and sane if he didn't want to, but if he was sane, he had to fly them. If he flew them, he was crazy and didn't have to, but if he didn't want to, he was sane and he had to." It's the birthday of Bobby Ann Mason, born in Mayfield, Kentucky, 1940, grew up on a dairy farm, went off to grad school, wrote her Ph.D. dissertation on Nabokov's Ada. Didn't start writing fiction until she was in her early 30s. She said, "I realized that I could write contemporary stories about Western Kentucky, and that was the big move for me," and she started writing stories for The New Yorker. She said, "It took me a long time to discover my material. It wasn't a matter of developing writing skills. It was a matter of knowing how to see things. And it took me a very long time to grow up." Her short story collections included Shiloh in 1982, Zigzagging Down a Wild Trail, novels In Country, Spence and Lila, and Atomic Romance. Bobby Ann Mason, who said, "Since Huckleberry Finn, or thereabouts, it seemed that all American literature was about the alienated hero. I had a vague sense that I wanted to violate that somehow, that I was sick of reading about the alienated hero. I think where I wind up now is writing about people who are trying to get into the mainstream, or they're in the mainstream just trying to live their lives the best they can, because the mainstream itself is the arena of action." She said, "I feel that my characters are on the threshold of possibility. Their lives are being changed, and they're very excited by it. They're getting a chance, maybe for the first time in their lives, to get somewhere and to prove something and to do something." And it's the birthday of the screenwriter and novelist Terry Southern, born in Alvarado, Texas, 1924, wrote the screenplay for Dr. Strangelove, which appeared in 1963, and then for the film Easy Rider. Terry Southern, who said, "The important thing in writing is the capacity to astonish. Not shock. Shock is a worn-out word. But astonish. The world has no grounds whatever for complacency." Here's a poem for today by Myra McEwen, entitled "Words That Make My Stomach Plummet." Committee meeting. Burden of proof. The simple truth. Trying to be nice. Honestly, I could have died. I almost cried. It's only a cold sore. It's my night. Trust me. Dead serious. I have everything all under control. I'm famous for my honesty. I'm simply beside myself. We're on the same page. Let's not reinvent the wheel. For the time being, there is that. I'm not just saying that. I just couldn't help myself. I mean it." A poem by Myra McEwen, "Words That Make My Stomach Plummet," from her collection Ecstatic, published by All Book Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Schweitzer and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.